Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Republican voters are going to the polls in four states today, Michigan, Idaho, Mississippi, and Hawaii. NPR's Maura Liasson has more.
Michigan and Mississippi are the biggest prizes of the night, and Donald Trump is leading in the polls in both. But Ted Cruz did very well in the voting over the weekend, and he's now less than 100 delegates behind Trump. Cruz is trying to make the nominating fight a two-man race. That's causing even more heartburn for the Republican establishment, who doesn't want Trump or Cruz to be its standard bearer in the fall. Marco Rubio and John Kasich aren't dropping out either. Kasich, who's the governor of Ohio, has set his sights on Michigan, a Rust Belt state not unlike his own. And Michigan should be a good state for Rubio because it has lots of well-educated suburban Republican voters who find him appealing. Maura Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
As for the Democrats, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, there are only contests in Michigan and Mississippi today. The polls close first in Mississippi at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. According to the tax preparation firm H&R Block, many people who went without health insurance last year can expect to see fines more than double under the Obama administration's health care law. Among those who owe a penalty for the 2015 tax year, the amount will average about $383, roughly twice the previous year's level. The firm says separately, about 6 in 10 customers who got subsidized health insurance under the law may have to pay some of that assistance back to the IRS. The director of National Intelligence says 7 out of 144 prisoners freed from Guantanamo Bay under the Obama administration have returned to the fight. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
Twice a year, U.S. intelligence officials are required to report on Guantanamo recidivists, detainees who resume terrorist activity after being released. The latest report states that since President Obama took office, 7 prisoners have returned to the battlefield. Another 5 are suspected to have done so. Added together, that's a recidivism rate of about 13%. Of the prisoners released during George W. Bush's tenure, 204 are confirmed or suspected of rejoining the fight, about 30%. The new figures come weeks after President Obama delivered his plan to close the Guantanamo prison, and they'll likely fuel his opponent's push to keep it open. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
Oil company Chevron is announcing it will cut its budget by more than 35% for the coming fiscal year as the company seeks to deal with low oil prices on global markets. The cuts by the oil and gas giant are deeper than expected. Still, Chevron says it will spend between $17 and $22 billion on drilling and other projects in coming years. A number of other energy companies have taken similar moves due to plunging oil prices. Stocks around the world bounced around before following oil prices lower today. The Dow dropped 109 points to close at 16,964. The Nasdaq was down 59 points. The S&P 500 dropped 22 points. You're listening to NPR. The death toll has risen in fighting in Syria that has killed more civilians over the past 2 days than in the previous 8 days combined. According to a British-based monitoring group, upwards of 80 civilians have died in fighting in the ceasefire areas, where a ceasefire took effect 10 days ago. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says it's documented 240 deaths in total, including from the ranks of militants and government forces. The Kennedy Center in Washington is bringing in more hip-hop through its doors. As NPR's Andrew Limbong reports, it includes appointing a new artistic director.
It's this guy. Q-Tip, one of the founding members of the influential rap group A Tribe Called Quest. And he's also now the Kennedy Center's new artistic director for hip-hop culture. Under him, the Performing Arts Center is holding a string of hip-hop-related events, from youth-oriented poetry slams to a reimagining of the D.W. Griffith movie, The Birth of a Nation. Hip-hop isn't completely new for the Kennedy Center. Last year, Kendrick Lamar played there with the National Symphony Orchestra. Demand for tickets to the show was far higher than expected. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
According to federal meteorologists, the just-completed winter in the U.S. was the hottest on record. Forecasters say a combination of El Nino and a warmer globe took the average temperature for the lower 48 states from December through February, the period known as meteorological winter, to 36.8 degrees. That's more than 4.5 degrees above normal. It actually breaks the old record for a warm U.S. winter set in 1999 through 2000. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.